Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, February the 8th of 2018. And the time is 1:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to introduce my new series and this new topic that's going to transform your life, and that is an abundant mindset. What is it? What does it look like? What is an abundant mindset? Which is another word for a Christ mindset. So I have my life management system. It is a program that has about 1 year worth of information. And I have clients, I've been doing this for the last 5 years. I've changed the names a few times. It started off, it was the Eagles Club. Then it was the Cloudnomics Temple Building. Then it was the Wealth Creation. Then it was, Life Optimization. So I have many different names. I've tried this a bunch of different times in different ways, and people have had different degrees of success. But in my own life, yesterday was an epiphany for me. Something happened yesterday that, it's a wake-up call for me. It was a wake-up call for me because when people, myself included, we have intentions. Most people are good folk, as they say back where I'm from down south. Most people are good down-home people. There's a few knuckleheads out there that are, just bigots and racists and this, that, or the other. They just don't know. Elevator just don't go all the way to the top. I ain't really talking to those people today. Today I'm talking to people like myself that when you wake up in the morning, you have no intent or no ill will. Your desire is not to hurt, harm, or defraud. That's who I'm talking to today. If you woke up this morning and you had no desire to harm or to defraud anybody, your intention is honestly, you can look me in the eye and you can honestly tell me, Brother Will, I just want to be the best version of myself that I can be. But for some reason or another, when events happen in my life, it sets me back, or I have difficulty getting back on my feet. I'm not here to tell you adversity is not going to come. You live in a world that is based upon a tribe that leads you into tribulation. This earth is an unauthorized production. A lot of people have difficulty with that statement. I don't. I know that the earth, all in all its greatness and its marvel, has some issues. I know that this body, in all its greatness and its marvel, it has some issues. One of the issues is entropy, where we age, back hurts. Some people are born with deficiencies. Some people are born in countries that don't have running water. Some people are sleeping on dirt floors. So there's things or what we would call injustices or unfairness. So I've developed a system to help deal with these injustices and these unfairness. And I got my 1099 this year, and like last year, I noticed, that's the document that you get from different payment gateways. And I'm looking at my books. I'm looking at my accounting sheet. I'm looking at my income. I'm looking at my weight, my health. I'm looking at my wisdom, where I'm at. So I take an evaluation of my progress every year around this time. And the one thing that stood out for me, especially yesterday when the rug got pulled off from under me, so to speak, and that was an event that, took place, and I thought and immediately the father said, I didn't hear no voice. I'm not that deep. You know, I don't have that type. I'm not, you know, I'm not like some people that, you know, I didn't see no green light. There was no thundering. There was no burning bush. There was no, you know, no awesome experience. It was just an intuition. I knew that I wasn't maintaining an abundant mindset because I stepped outside of my space, so to speak, and did something that I should not have done. And it wasn't bad. It was just outside of my space. And so I did one-on-ones all this week, and most of the one-on-ones, different people are engaged in different levels of combating different events, meaning life is happening. You're just living your life. Shiznit shows up. Adversity shows up. But the way we handle that adversity, the way I handled the adversity in my life, I didn't handle it right. And I've noticed that a lot of other people inside of the life system are not handling it right. I notice that my children, my neighbor, just the world in general, people are not processing events with an abundant mindset. And then I thought to myself, self, what is an abundant mindset? And then I answered myself. See, I have this is how me, myself, and I, all three of us get together and we hang out all day. Me, myself, and I, right now, me, myself, and I, we're sitting here and we invite y'all in to listen as we have this conversation. So me, myself, and I, we were sitting here yesterday, we were having this conversation, and I said, well, what exactly is an abundant mindset? What does it look like? And then how do you maintain it? And so I thought, and I had this epiphany that, you know what, I talk about it and I express it and I want people to maintain it, and I maintain it, but I don't maintain it on a level that is abundant. I maintain a wealth mindset. I maintain a health mindset. I maintain a wisdom mindset. I maintain a relationship mindset, but I don't maintain an abundant mindset, abundance. And so I was arguing with myself because I was saying I do maintain an abundance mindset. And myself told myself, no, you don't. You don't even know what it is. And so me, myself, and I engaged in this diatribe for some time, and we've come to the conclusion, especially after talking with some of my clients and realizing that they too don't have a system or a process that allows them to have an abundance mindset, meaning that they have a dog that hunts, but he don't hunt full time. He takes a lot of time off. And I thought about that statement, how I take time off mentally. And you can tell because my weight changes, my income changes, my wisdom changes, and my relationship, it's not steady. And then I thought about how seasons, so nobody's on the mountaintop forever, but I thought about Michael Jordan, I thought about Tom Brady, I'm a sports, you know, especially back in the day, or Jesus Christ. And I thought about, even though the events, Michael Jordan, when he scores 60 points versus when he scores 2 points, what's the difference? When he scores 60 points, when he scores 2 points, he has off nights. He has an off game. You know, he won the last year's Super Bowl against Atlanta. This year's Super Bowl against Philadelphia, he lost. But Tom Brady's process, his preparation was the same, even though his outcome was different. So what was different made his outcome different? It is the understanding that the process never changes, even though the outcome does. And the, I guarantee you right now, Tom Brady may be disappointed, but, you know, when he got that check and he got all of the accolades and he got all of the awards for just making it to the Super Bowl, that made the fact that he didn't win the Super Bowl a little better. Because guess what? He got a process that next year, as the five I think seven, I don't know how many Super Bowls, I think seven or eight Super Bowls that they've been to. So what am I saying? Brothers and sisters, we have to break down John 10:10. You guys have to do what I'm learning and what I'm doing right now, and that is we got to learn what an abundance mindset looks like. Then we got to learn how to maintain an abundance mindset. And so my 7-month, my 12-month life management system is going to be condensed into a 1-hour system. So I've been doing something and working with clients the way I learned until I'm meeting a lot of new clients now, that especially this part of the Club 167. So I brought in a lot of new clients, and there's a lot of sevens and a lot of 11s. So if your life path number 7 or your life path is number 11, or you have the number 7 or 11 in your path somewhere, you kind of know what I'm talking about. You are very intelligent. And if the shiznit doesn't make reasonable and logical sense to you, you kind of lose interest in it. And so my method of teaching by talking in circles and letting you experience it and stumble and find it for yourself the way I learned it, that doesn't work for you. That dog doesn't hunt. So I've had people tell me that in the past, you know, Brother Will, you know, why don't you just tell me? You know what my negative habit pattern is. At least that's what you claim. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So why don't you tell me? Well, you gotta experience it. But the truth can't be told. It must be experienced. Well, that's a half truth. Truth can be told, and it can be experienced. Some people, everybody don't learn like me. Everybody do not have to hit the brick wall and have an experience. Some people, like I have a brother that I talk about all the time. My brother, he didn't learn like I did. He could read in the book. He didn't have to have a negative experience to learn. I did. So that's why I teach. So I need to have a system for people who learn different from me. That is the 7-day life management system. So instead of taking 12 months, you can do what I do. See, I'm an old school dude. Like, I'm 50. I'm over 50. That's how long it took me. So I got a client that's 20. That's already where I'm at, and at 20. So how did he get there at 20, and I'm 50 plus, and I'm just not getting overstanding? Because he learned from experience. He didn't have to go through all the life experiences. Now, the Bible says in John 10:10, this is extremely important, and I left off talking about this yesterday. I wish I could read the entire chapter of John 10:10, but I mean John chapter 10. John 10:10 says that thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So there's a thief. The verse before that says, all who came before me are thieves and robbers. So that all systems before this system, the abundant mindset system, steals. It takes your chi, your prana, or your energy. That's why you feel the way you feel. So we all have systems that was given to us before Yahushua's system, and those systems are takers. Those systems, they come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's why problems happen, and we don't have a way by which to solve our problems effectively and quickly. So if Michael Jordan is missing a bunch of free throws, he has a system in place to correct his free throw shooting so he don't look like Shaq. So I know, now if you know anything about Michael Jordan, you know that he used to shoot somewhere from 2,000, I forgot the exact number, free throws every day. That's why he was a good free throw. Steph Curry had the same system. Kobe Bryant, same system. So all the other players that don't shoot good free throws, they don't shoot as many free throws during practice as Michael Jordan and Steph Curry. So what am I saying? I'm saying that you have to maintain an abundance mindset. But what is it? The abundant mindset is what Yahushua taught. The abundant mindset is really Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So that's the mindset, okay? But what is it, Brother Will? See, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So I need everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to really listen very carefully to what I'm about to say, because this will change your life, and this is for free. Now, the life management system, 7-day, again, it starts on February the 15th. I think we're going to pop it off. It's $100. Ain't no discounts, none of this other stuff. For everybody that's part of the life management system, you guys already paid. So, well, if you're current on your payments, all the people that paid in full, you're good. You paid $25 unless you're part of the small group who paid in advance. We'll talk about all that later. But John 10:10, we got to understand something that's extremely important. See, the reason my income goes up and down, the reason my weight goes up and down is because the abundant mindset is not maintained. Now, I've said this before, so I'm going to say it again. Anything that is frequently repeated, not in word, not in deed, but in thought. Anything that is frequently repeated, not in word, not in deed, but in thought. Anything that is frequently repeated, not in word, not in deed, but in thought. Michael Jordan frequently repeats, when he was in his heyday, his free throw shooting every day, even though he was shooting 90% free throws. Steph Curry shoots 90%. In other words, 9 out of 10 free throws he's going to make. So shouldn't he take some time out? That's what I do. See, when I reach my financial goals, I take my foot off of the gas mentally. I mentally don't frequently repeat. I remove the carrot. I learn how to live my life as if there is a carrot in front of me. That's the first step. The first key is to learn how to put your foot on the gas when you don't need no cash. That's the first step. The first step is to learn how to live your life fast forward, not in effort, not in deed, but in thought. In other words, what thoughts are coming into your head that are frequently repeated? So first of all, you got to be a thought catcher. You got to be a thought analyzer. You got to do what the Bible says. It says, bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God, the granter of destinies. See if it is taking you in the direction of your destiny. If it's not, get rid of it. See, any thought that is frequently repeated produces an emotional charge, even if you don't got one. See, your emotions follow your thoughts. Your thoughts don't follow your emotion. So the reason that there is no emotion, there is no excitement, is because you haven't repeated it enough. See, Michael Jordan was excited about shooting free throws because he used to do it. He did 1,000 of them every day in practice. Now, that's a lot of free throws. I don't know other people who do. Now, Tom Brady, I don't know if you've seen his story. They showed it on ESPN. Like, this dude? I thought I was a workout freak. Whoa. This, on the off season, he was on the beach with his wife and kids on vacation. He was running drills in the sand, throwing balls. He didn't take no time off. He's always got his foot on the gas. That's why at 40, he's still in great shape. He's one of the best. He is the best quarterback in the league, and he's 40, getting ready to turn 41. Past the age of 30 in football, you consider an old man. How in the world this dude is still in his prime at 40? Look at his process. Look at his work ethic. Look at the system that he has in place. See, I got a very good system for wealth, but I take my foot off the gas. See, I got a very good system for health, but I take time off, and I eat donuts every once in a while. See, I got a very good system for wisdom. But sometimes I don't meditate. I don't spend the time in silence. I'll watch a mindless TV show instead of taking that time. Sometimes I take the foot off the gas and I stop communicating with God. He doesn't stop communicating with me. I stop communicating with him. See, I have a great relationship, but sometimes every once in a while I get a thought that, hey, maybe there's somebody else out there that's better for me. See, I don't maintain the abundance mindset. I know what the abundance mindset is. I know what it looks like. I've seen it. I've modeled it. I have it, but I don't maintain it. So there's two things that you have to do today. You got to know what an abundance mindset is, and you got to know how to maintain it so that way your income, that way your weight, that way your wisdom and your relationships doesn't go up and down. Number one, let's go to the scripture, John chapter 10. Verse 10, very, very important verse in the Bible. Now, we read earlier about I'm the door, how this is the only system. Every other system before this system is a thief and a robber, according to John 10, verse 1. So there's a lot of people got a lot of systems out there. A lot of people don't believe in the person, the place, and the position. Now, I've studied a lot of different stuff. You guys know the story, but we're not going to waste time going over that. Y'all can do that on your own time if you think there's a better system out there. All I know is all other systems other than this system is a thief and a robber, and it comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You will find that happening in your life. There's only one system that is able to maintain an abundant mindset. The process is the same, even though the results may vary, because it's seasonal. We live in a cyclical world. It cycles. There's four seasons. So even though your money may go down, the process that you use by which to produce that money will maintain the same. But more importantly, it won't affect you. See, Michael Jordan's score is higher than any other NBA player when he played. His average points per game, meaning the games that he scored 60 points compensated for the games that he only scored 2 points. So the abundance mindset means you don't live your life so close to the fence that you scrape your knees if you fall. It means that you have such a good relationship, if you mess up, your wife or your husband don't leave. It means that you have enough knowledge that if somebody walks up to you and presents something that seems like it totally contradicts your system, and that they come to you with something that, man, they found this ancient doctrine that says that Jesus is the devil and it contradicts everything and it makes you want to turn your back, you have enough studying that your faith is not shaken. Because you know something's, even though it looks good, it may not, so you're going to do deeper study. See, abundance means that you have a system where even if you have a cheap day, it's not going to turn into a cheap month. And you're able to compensate or have something for a quote-unquote rainy day. So John 10:10, we have to break down this word. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come, I being Yahushua. Now, for the people that will not privy you to the reincarnation series, you don't know that the name Jesus is code. And you don't know that the name Christ, the name Jesus is code for a system that allows you to rise or to realize something. The name Christ is code for a position. The name HaMashiach, Yahushua the HaMashiach, is code for a kingdom or a palace or a place. So if you don't have the person, the place, and the position, then you cannot rise or maintain an abundant mindset. It has nothing to do with religion. If you believe in what the tradition or the foundation or the basic teach, that's great. But after you finish doing that, then you got to do something else. So what else do you have to do? Well, it says that I come that you might have life, which is Zoe, Zoao, which we've already taught, which I have my life management system based on that one word, life, and something else. See, everybody has life. Everybody can do this. Everybody has that. Everybody's body is animated, Z-O-E in the Greek and Z-O-A in the Greek. Breath. Everybody has that. That's life. But there's something else you're supposed to have too. And that they might have it more abundantly. A lot of people don't have that. They don't have an abundance with their existence. So the word abundance comes from or has a underlining Greek word.
4053. Perissas. Perissas.
So this Greek word perissas. And I want to write this down. Comes from Strong Concordance number G4053. So G4053, so you can look it up, because I don't want you to believe me. I could have bumped my head last night. I could be off. So I need to research it for yourself. But this word, perissas, it means exceeding some number or measure or rank or need. Emphasis on the word exceeding. So if my goal, which it is, to bring in X amount of people that will pay me X amount of dollars to reach $1,000 in gross revenue. That means if I got an abundant mindset, it should exceed those numbers. Exceed. If I got a goal in health to maintain a particular weight, if I got an abundant mindset, it should exceed. Wisdom, it should exceed. Relationship, it should exceed. So the abundance mindset is a mindset that exceeds the number. It is over and above. It is more than is necessary. It is exceedingly, abundantly, and supremely. It is something that is further. It is something that is more. It is something that is superior. It is something that is extraordinary. It is something that is preeminent. It is something that gives you a remarkable and excellent advantage. So this Greek word that gives us the English word, again, abundance. And let me play it again. It's very important. This Greek word is very important.
Perissas.
So this Greek word, perissas, is what the life management system goal is. So everybody, you should have this actually before you get into the life management system. So this means that your expectation is to exceed the goal. That should be your normal state of mind. Every day you wake up, that should be your mental disposition. To exceed, to have something left over, to have more than for your four. To exceed, that's the mindset. Now, underneath that Greek word is another Greek word that we have to look at to help us establish our mindset.
4012. Peri.
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 So the Greek word peri, it means about, concerning, or it means around. It has to do, peri means that you are concerned about exceeding something. It's a foundational word that basically means that this idea of having a state is predicated, or it is the act, it means the act or the state. So there should be an act or a state or a mental disposition that is predicated on exceeding a certain number. That's what it means. Now let's go another level deep or deeper. Now the next Greek word
Peron.
So the word peron means on the other side. And this is what I need you to really wrap your brain around when it comes to maintaining the proper mental disposition. Your mindset needs to be on the other side. Right now, it's not. Not you, but maybe somebody you know. It means to pierce. It means P-E-I-R-O. So we have peron, P-E-R-A-N, and have another underlining Greek word, P-E-I-R-O. So peros, which gets the word peron, it means to pierce in order to cross over to the other side. So today, my brothers and sisters, I want to give you the tools, or at least introduce to you, and I will do another two or three shows. This will be like a two or three part series. I'm just doing the first part today. That's going to introduce the 7-hour or 7-part pay-per-view series that's going to totally take away all of the guesswork, meaning I'm going to give you everything that you need to pierce through the other side so that way you can maintain a concern to exceed, to be above, to be supreme, to be superior, to be preeminent, to be remarkable, to be excellent at establishing what you and I call abundance. The abundant mindset means that your thoughts pierce the darkness. Excuse me. Now, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, oh man, let's say acting, Will Smith, Denzel Washington. I mean, there's a plethora of other, you know, actors and actresses as well. You know, Brad Pitt. They pierce the other side. Their thoughts are frequently repeated that it produces an emotional charge that pierces the other side. That's what abundance means. So your mindset, your mental disposition, this is what you have. Yahushua came that you might have a animation or breath or something that animates your body, and that you might have this animated body abundantly. And so the way that you have this in abundance is to maintain a mental disposition. This has nothing to do with physical activity yet, because your mind determines your emotion. Your emotion determines your action. So right now, my actions, and I can only speak for myself, are not fluid enough so that way I have what the Bible or the biblical definition of abundance, which means more than I need. Now, I was always taught, and this is my negative habit pattern, and this is the negative habit pattern of most of the people that's part of the life management system, that is a that's anti-biblical. Now, you notice where I'm getting the definition of the word abundance from. Biblical, from the Bible. It means to exceed. It means exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that you can ask or think. That's your natural state. So Yahushua came for you to maintain that state. So if you're not maintaining that state, you don't have the mind of Christ. You're not doing what it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God. That's how you maintain, because God is an abundant God. So you're supposed to have the mindset of God because you are a son and a daughter of God. But we think that it is biblically incorrect to maintain that mindset. Well, let me rephrase that. That's what I was taught. I was taught that the love of money is the root of all evil. I was taught that if you go after money, you know, don't make money your goal. And that's true. Make the process that results in getting money your goal. So what is the process that allows us to maintain abundance? There is a process that allows us to maintain abundance. That process is found in your, that we talked about earlier, in your anomai. Now, anomai is a Greek word that means name. So I've never taught this before. I will be teaching this in the next series that starts on February the 15th. Every fetter, which is a letter, which is a sigil, which is a rune, which is an element that contains power. Now, you probably have never heard of that or don't know that. Now, I put this in your Dear Kinnear report, and you already have this, but like me, we don't understand, many of us don't understand the importance of it. So I did a little survey, and I've been doing this, and I redid mine. So I'm going to redo. So nobody has this yet. This is what was preparatory for me. So I went in, and I've got one word adjectives or adverbs that describe you based upon your anomai. Now, we broke down that word for the people who were not a part of the resurrection series. If you do not overstand the power of the name, man is name and name is man, N-A-M-E, drop the E, turn it around, M-A-N. Now, we read earlier that Yahushua does something, and he calls all his people by name, and they hear his voice, frequency, wave of vibration, and they follow him. So in John 10:3, it says, to him the porter opens. Now, we talked about this already, so I'm just going to whiz right through it. The porter is the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is standing at the door. The door is like how we get into other dimensions or other mental states. To him, the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. That means you have a feeling. That means that you have a inward witness. That means your gut says, ooh, you know what? I probably shouldn't go to work today. And you don't go to work today, and then you find out that that was a major crash. Or like the one guy who was supposed to have been on, well, that's a bad example, the whole 9/11 thing. But in other words, if you listen to your spirit, it leads and guides you in all truth. It protects you. That's the voice. So the sheep hear this. You got something, your gut, your heart, and your head on the same page. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. Now, John 10:3 is what I just read. Now, that Greek word, name, is where I get the foundation for the report that I do and why I do it. Where I get the word that's on my website, economy, where we get the English word economy. So, this one Greek word, let me get the correct pronunciation for you, so you can understand.
Anima.
So the Greek word anima, it means the name in which everything is covered. So your name covers everything that you're supposed to do. It also says everything, the thought or the feeling, of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning your name, by hearing your name, by remembering your name. The name, i.e., is one's rank, one's authority. Where do I get my authority from? My name. Where do I get my rank from? My name. It says interest, pleasure, command, excellent indeed. Now, I do not want you to believe me. I want you to go to your Bible resource, eSword, Bible Gateway, BlueLetterBible.org. Take out your Strong Concordance. Look up the number, GS in Golf, 3686. The number is 3686. This is what is encapsulated in the fetters, F-E-T-T-E-R. We call it letters. Your DNA is made up of four fetters that it talks about in Jude 6 that chain you inside of this dirt suit that you call a body. So each fetter is a letter. Each letter let her. It lets you. Everything that you do is based upon those letters. But if you don't know the meaning of each letter, which is a fetter, which is a rune, R-U-N-E, and again, you got to look that up, which is what they call runic, which is what they call sigil magic, S-I-G-I-L. A sigil is a signet. In the ancient days, the king, nothing was done without the king's seal from his ring that had his signet. So you are the king, and you have a signet that allows you to cause certain things to happen. That's all encapsulated in your name. Now, the dark side of that is what I call the dark side of giftedness. That is called the flesh or your negative habit pattern. So I got a whole course that teaches all of this in vivid detail. Well, I've condensed it now so that way instead of you taking 7 months to a year, because I don't know about you, my bill collectors, they're not going to wait for 7 months for me to make a payment. I can't carry around extra weight for 7 months. I don't want to walk around in ignorance for 7 months. Now, 7 hours, okay, that might work, preferably 1 hour. So the goal is for you to understand how to maintain an abundance mindset, what it is, and then how to maintain it. And that's what I'm sharing on February the 15th. What am I going to share? Anima. Now, anima has another word that underlines it to help us to understand the meat of it. When we say name, this is what we mean.
1097. Gnosko. Gnosko.
So when I'm saying the word in English name, I'm meaning anoma and gnosko. Gnosko means to know. It means knowledge that allows you to perceive and to feel. So everything that you perceive and everything that you feel is based upon the fetters or the letters or the sigils or the runes or the seals or the signets that you call name. It allows you to know, to understand, to perceive, and to have knowledge. Anybody that don't have knowledge, that means they don't understand themselves. And so this is how you maintain, number one, this is how you get an abundant mindset. How? Once you understand that you got skills, then you can pay your bills. But if you don't know you got no skills, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. So your skill set is encapsulated inside of the fetters that are chains. You are chained. In other words, God has loaned you. Now, as we already know, for the members that's a part of the life management system, y'all already know that the word Christ, it means that you have received a loan that has given you and furnished you with the necessary power for the administration of your position or your office to help you with creating, protecting, determining, and controlling that your destiny and the destiny of men through a channel or a gulf. That's what the word Christ means. Now, I ain't never heard a reverend like the bishop on the planet say that. Not that they're supposed to. But if you don't know that, the word gnosko means to perceive and to know. But there's another underneath. So your name allows you to perceive. Your name determines your knowledge. Change your name, change everything. That's why you shouldn't change your name. One that you have was given to you for a reason. Now, underneath the word anoma, and the name or the word gnosko, is another word that you need to understand.
G 3685,
aninimi. Aninimi means to be useful in profiting. It means to profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, not P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Profit. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. Right now, like me, you get stressed. Doctor tells you, you go to the doctor, he gives you bad news, you get stressed. You have little children, little Johnny goes to school, gets into a fight, you get stressed. Bill collector calls, says you don't make the payment by such and such a day, you get stressed. Stress comes from not having systems in place that solves stressful events. If you got a dog that hunts, in other words, if you had a printer at home that print money on demand, you would not be stressed when you didn't have no money. You just go print some more. If you had a system in place that could move and mucus out of your body, that could give you the secret to control your secretions. Notice the word secretions, that this is what's inside the body, secretion, has the word secret in it. Notice the word hormones has the word harmony in it. So if you understand what thoughts that produces what secretions, like, there are four secretions or secrets that you have to know. You have to know the secret that releases the secretion of serotonin. You have to know the secret that releases the secretions of oxytocin. You have to know the secret that releases the secretions of dopamine. You have to know the secret that releases the secretions of endorphins. And you guys were telling me, I was telling you about my frequent intense training, the reason why I exercise that, and they get my heart rate up to a certain level, because it releases endorphins. So your body has opiate receptors on the surface of your blood cells. They absorb opiate or opium. So if you take an outside opium, it cancels the inside opium. So every drug that you get from a plant, the body produces naturally. But if you don't know that and you ingest some quote-unquote biogens, you in deep kimchi, because it's going to cancel out the body's natural biogens or chemicals or secrets or secretions, and it's going to create disharmony in your hormones, especially if you're a female. So, women, your body may start producing cortisol. It starts producing too much adrenaline or adrenochrome. You start producing, again, the chemicals that cause dis-ease. You're uneasy. Because if you don't got a process that removes emotional blockage, most women, when I teach them how to release the emotional baggage that they've been carrying around for years from some bad relationship, some knucklehead on their job, some child that causes stress, stress causes mess inside the body. Without that overstanding, especially women, men too, but primarily women, you're going to have uneasiness that's going to be manifested in your body as dis-ease. So the abundant mindset gives you the secret to control your secretions, to produce harmony that releases the right hormones so that way you're not stressed. So there's a way by which we should think. And the way that we should think, again, is based upon this underlining Greek word, that's the foundation.
Anemimi. Anemimi.
That's in your name. Anemimi. Now, anemimi means to profit. It means to receive profit, to receive an advantage, to receive help, to receive joy. In other words, you have been given your name so that way you can get a profit, make money, if that's your definition of a profit. So that way you can have advantage while you're down here. So you can have help when you need it. So that way you can maintain your joy, which is happiness. A lot of people I know, they're not happy. The reason they're not happy is because they don't understand their power. So if you don't have a process, again, Michael Jordan took the court and he had confidence. Why? He had already did 1,000 free throws. What's one more? So we went up to the line. He shot effortlessly because he had a system in place that allowed him to be confident. So the life management system is a system, but again, because of the length and the amount of the volume of information, for people that are not wired like me, that are information, it is overwhelming and it's not succinct, step by step, exact to science. So the new system I'm going to teach you in the 7-day life management system, and again, it's only $100 instead of $5,000. I'm going to take each letter of your name, and I'm going to tell you exactly what that means, positively and negatively. And we're going to write it out into a sentence that, again, when you go before a judge and you go to court and you commit a crime, they take letters, they put them into words. These words are going to establish your world. And each one of these words are put together in a sentence. This sentence creates a paragraph that is part of a chapter in your life. Without understanding how that chapter, which is part of the book that we call the book of life, that you are a book. And if you don't understand the letters that make up the words that create the sentences, that create the paragraph, that create the that create the chapter, that creates the book of life, you're going to live somebody else's life. The abundance mindset is understanding the book of life. That is you. And it's all encapsulated inside of your name. Now, that's all I've done for myself. But I take my book and I put it down. And I read somebody else's book. And then, zoom, income goes down. Health goes down. Wisdom goes down. Relationship goes down because I don't maintain it by frequently repeating it so that way I'm able to maintain its charge or abundance, meaning I have more. So I'm living too close to the fence. And a lot of people that I know are living too close to the fence. So we'll do a part two tomorrow. And I will break down a little bit more as we lead up to February the 15th. Again, you can email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com or just go to the website at Master Teacher 33. The cost for life management members, current life management members that are already paid, is only $25. For everybody that has not paid, again, this is something that I've never taught. I've always done life optimization. I've done Diakonia Report, but I never tell you how I get those numbers. And then I've never told anybody how my definition of those numbers are different from everything that's on the internet. So when you go on the internet and you read the description of the life path number five, it's totally different from the description of that I get from the life path number five, because I get my description not from Pythagoras or not from a Chaldean. I get mine from an alphanumeric system, a biblical alphanumeric system that is totally different from noonology or numerology. Anybody heard of noonology? Yeah, you might want to pimp the game. That's the system that's out there. It's not bad. It's a good one, but it's based upon the Egyptian theory or the Pythagorean theory. It's not based upon what I call the Agathon or the Agathon, which means the benevolent one, the God that's above the universe. That's the God I hang out with, the one that's above every other God. His name is A-G-A-T-H-O-N. You might want to do a little research on it. If not, I've already done the research. You can just read and join and understand what I've already done. Again, the system starts, the class starts on February the 15th. You can make your payment starting today. Ain't no discounts on this one. This is just for people who really want to understand. If you like what I'm already doing, hey, you're good. You just keep going around a mulberry bush like I've been doing. But if you want to go straight, cut out all the fluff, just get straight to Brother Will. I know you got 10 books, but I just need one sentence. If you're one of those people, if you want to read the whole book, if you just need one word that can be put in one sentence to establish one chapter, that one word is all you need, I got you covered. Join me February the 15th. Brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll do a part two tomorrow about the abundant mindset. As always, my brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.